Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a PhD degree in public policy, MA degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And a very good morning to you. This 29th day of June 2005, we'd like to welcome you to Christian Worldview this morning. Currently, just about everywhere in the upstate, it's 72 degrees, and we're going to get up into the 80s again. Mostly cloudy, patchy fog this morning with a chance of showers this morning. Then showers and thunderstorms are likely this afternoon in the upstate. So be prepared for that as you make your way to work this morning. Remember, the phone numbers today are 864-244-8177. 864-244-8177. Our backup line is also working in case you can't get through there. 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Hope to hear from you really soon. Well, there's too many stories and so forth to read today. I wish we had time to do it all. There's just so much stuff going on. The politicians are seeking to tighten eminent domain rules, says the Fox News Network. Washington reaction continues to reverberate on Capitol Hill in response to the Supreme Court's ruling that local governments may take private property for private economic development that could benefit the community as a whole. Lawmakers are considering a new legislative effort to curb some of the effects of that decision. Check in the box to the right, it says here. Well, what am I reading that for? It's telling me where to go on Fox News. Must be early in the show. At any rate, the politicians are up to something here to try to stop this. We're also going to take the charge. I've been asked to and have done a draft of some text to form our own petition to redress grievances that we're going to be posting on the web and hopefully getting out there to folks to sign and repel this kind of ruling. Eventually even could lead to an amendment to the Constitution that makes it real clear that these folks in the Supreme Court, these liberals cannot do what they're doing to just destroy private property. Don't know if it'll be successful. I have my doubts in some ways, but it still might precisely work. One of the justices who voted for this ruling in the Kelo decision versus the City of New London was Justice Souter. I think it's Souter, isn't it? He's a private. There's a story that comes out that says a private developer contacted the local government and Supreme Court justices in David Souter's hometown in New Hampshire yesterday, asking that the property of the judge who voted in favor of a controversial decision allowing the city to take residents' homes for private development be seized to make room for a new hotel. Logan Darrell Clemens faxed a request to Chip Meaney, the code enforcement officer of the town of Weir, North New Hampshire, seeking to start the application process to build a hotel on a 34 Silly Hill Road, the present location of Souter's home. The justification for such an eminent domain action is that our hotel would better serve the public interest as it will bring economic development and higher tax revenue to Weir. This is great stuff, folks. This is one way to really attack these bunglers. Go ahead and get their property seized. Of course, they're going to have some kind of in that will allow them an out. In other words, who in the world is going to go and attack a Supreme Court justice? It's going to be few and far between. They're going to have the guts to do such a thing. Probably won't happen, but it's nice at least to make the gestures and the threats towards these Supreme Court justices. The Kelo versus City of New London decision handed down Thursday allows the New London, Connecticut government to seize the homes and businesses of residents to facilitate the building of an office complex that would provide economic benefits to the area and more tax revenue to the city. Though the practice of eminent domain is provided for in the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution, this case is significant because the seizure is for private development and not for public use, such as a highway or a bridge. This decision has been roundly criticized by property rights activists and limited government commentators. According to a statement from Clement, the proposed development called the Lost Liberty Hotel will feature the Just Desserts Cafe and include a museum open to the public featuring a permanent exhibit on the loss of freedom in America. Instead of Gideon's Bible in each room, guests will receive a free copy of Ayn Rand's novel, Atlas Shrugged. Well, they could do both. Clement says the hotel must be built on this particular piece of land because it is unique site, being the home of someone largely responsible for destroying the property rights for all Americans. Great story. This is a great news piece. Gotta love it. This is up in New Hampshire. This is where the libertarians are going, folks, for the Free State Project. Not sure if this guy had any association with the Free State Project, but because he's affiliated to some extent ideologically with Ayn Rand, you might assume that such is the case. So, good news this morning going on in New Hampshire. I can only hope that we see much more of that going on elsewhere in America. Here's another piece we had from Brian Morton today. Now, Brian Morton put up this petition called the SCOTUS Impeachment Petition. This was the Nationwide Referendum Act calling for redress of grievances to impeach the five justices who voted for this property confiscation through the Kelo case. He sent an email out last night. Brian runs a website, by the way, called libertarianchristians.org. I'm not sure why I was so fascinated, but when I got home from work tonight, I looked at the list of signatories on the SCOTUS impeachment plan or petition. I felt a sense of camaraderie reading the list of names. These are people who care about morals and ethics and believe in the importance of protecting private property rights. These aren't spectators, but people who care enough to take a couple of seconds to do something. Then something else struck me. The list is growing and growing fast. I signed the petition yesterday afternoon. I'm signature number 3,958. When I began looking at signatures tonight, it was about 11 p.m., and there were 5,197 signatures. Only a half hour later, there were 5,254. Please take the time to sign this very important petition and let the Supreme Court know that citizens of the U.S. will not stand by and tolerate such a blatant violation of the Constitution, which these same justices are sworn to protect. Email can be used for a variety of purposes. We send jokes, ask about the weather, and use it to make a small talk every day. Today, you can use it to email to make a difference in this country. Please send this petition to every U.S. citizen you know who cares. Make a difference. Just in time, it's taken me to write this. The list has increased to 5,363. You can go to petitiononline.com/lp001/petition.html. That's petitiononline.com/lp001/petition.html. If you can't remember all that, or you hadn't had a chance to write it down because you're driving, just try to remember libertarianchristians.org and follow the link to the petition there. Libertarianchristians.org is on the tyrannyresponse.net website. You'll find that link under our links section there on that page. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Remember, our phone number is 864-244-8177, 864-244-8177, or 201-6955. We'll be back in just a minute.
Warning, Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. You know, we've been in the habit recently of reading the Bill of Rights once again, the Bill of Rights. And yesterday we read the Fifth Amendment. And since it's in the news again today, I thought, why not a repeat? It can't hurt us to read the Fifth Amendment once again now, can it? It might hurt the Supreme Court justices to hear about it, but or those who apparently side with them, the Marxists in the country, or those who love socialism, or those who are just power mongers, or those who like to be able to take advantage of other people and plunder them legally. Those are the people that are opposed to the Fifth Amendment, but we're certainly not here at Christian Worldview or the Tyranny Response Network. Article 5, that is the Fifth Amendment of the Bill of Rights, the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution, the Fifth Article of the Bill of Rights. "No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia, when in actual service in time of war or public danger. Nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation." And of course, this latter clause is the point of this ruling in the Kello case. In other words, you cannot lose your private property, cannot be taken under the eminent domain idea, unless it's used for a public use. A public use has traditionally been a highway, a dam, a bridge, a military outpost or other kind of facility, a government building that's necessary. These kinds of things are the rare occasions in which a person can lose his private property. There's some question whether or not even that should be allowed, but it is in the Constitution. And the idea that you can actually have other reasons, this public use can be expanded to mean those kinds of public works projects, to include things like the public interest, meaning, as far as they're concerned, increasing the tax base, removing urban blight, and so forth. These kinds of ideas of better development for the area, those things are perpetrated now as public use. And if you just give somebody the money you think it's worth, of course, it's not really a fair compensation. Usually they give any rate. But if you do that, just give them some money, then you can give it to your friends or develop private property with private developers. Just take away people's property and give it to others. That's the idea in the Kello case, in case you weren't tuned into that. Article 5 of the amendment, Article 5 to the Constitution, Fifth Amendment Bill of Rights says otherwise. And that's why people are just up in arms about this latest ridiculous ruling. It does show the state of affairs and in Washington, in our government system, and we should all be up in arms about it. It's worth getting angry about, folks, because these liberals are going to stop at nothing until they completely socialize this country. Okay, so be it. Here's our phone numbers again, 864-244-8177, 864-244-8177, or 864-201-6955 if you can't get through on the first line. Here's another story while we're waiting for people to mull that over, make some calls in about the Fifth Amendment issue. State Guard forms an anti-terrorism intelligence unit. Officials deny civil libertarian claims that the group will monitor American citizens, which is prohibited. Sacramento Mercury News. 3 decades after an aggressive military spying on Americans created a national furor, California's National Guard has quietly set up a special intelligence unit that has been given broad authority to monitor, analyze, and distribute information on potential terrorist threats, the Mercury News has learned. Known as the Information Synchronization, Knowledge Management, and Intelligent Fusion Program, the project is part of an expanding nationwide effort to better integrate military intelligence into global anti-terrorism initiatives. Although Guard officials said the new unit would not collect information on American citizens, top National Guard officials have already been involved in tracking at least one recent Mother's Daily anti-war rally organized by families of slain American soldiers, according to emails obtained by the Mercury News. Creation of the California Intelligence Unit is already raising concerns for civil libertarians who point to a string of abuses in the 1960s and 1970s when the military collected information on more than 100,000 Americans, infiltrated church youth groups, posed as reporters to interview activists, monitored peaceful protests, and even attended an elementary school Halloween party in search of a dissident. The National Guard doesn't need to do this, said Christopher Pyle, a former Army intelligence officer who first exposed the military's domestic spying operations in 1970. Its job is not to investigate individuals, but to clear streets, protect families, and help first responders. Not sure what clear streets means there, but I'm not sure that I agree with that, unless they're talking about picking up trash, and even then it's probably not a good job for the military to do it. How's the unit formed? Generally, the National Guard is called upon to help state deal with natural disasters and riots, but the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have put major strains on the military, which has started drawing more on Guard soldiers to fight overseas. And now Guard units are being integrated into anti-terrorism efforts into the United States. The intelligence unit was quickly established last year by Major General Thomas Ayres, the National Guard leader who was forced by the Schwarzenegger administration to retire earlier this month. Ayres left amid allegations that he failed to prove his shooting skills for a trip to Iraq, set up a questionable military flight for a Republican friend's political group, and improperly used money meant to stem the flow of drugs for anti-terrorism programs. Just before Ayres retired, the Guard hired its first director for the intelligence unit, and who has a broad authority and expected to exercise a high degree of independence of judgment and discretion, according to the job description tamed by the Mercury News. However, highly controversial or precedent-setting decisions, directives, and policies are discussed with appropriate senior leadership prior to implementation. Colonel Robert J. O'Neill, a veteran intelligence officer who started last week as director of the new program, said he envisions his team being one of the one-stop shop for local, state, and national enforcement to share information. Intelligence officers will have access to sensitive national security information that they can analyze potentially and potentially share with state and local law enforcement, he said. This is a travesty of justice, folks. It's wrong. We need to also be aware of what these people are doing in government. If you are in the military, we support the military generally here at Christian Worldview. It's not we don't have a problem with people being in the military. After all, John the Baptist didn't have a problem with a Roman centurion, now did he? What we do have a problem with is the military being used for unconstitutional purposes, whether it be phony wars, insane wars like the ones going on in Iraq and Afghanistan, or unconstitutional purposes like surveillance activities against American citizens. So if you are in the Guard, you need to stand up for the Constitution and not for the government. You need to, en masse, not do what you're told. That's right, you're hearing it from me. You need to rebel against these folks, if you want to call it that. You need to resist their ideologies and their ways, and you need to stand up firm for what's right. You're hearing it first here on the Tyranny Response Network. And, you know, we're going to a break, guys. We're overdue, and I've been ranting here. We'll be back in just a minute.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net, that's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Mr. Speaker, I want someone on that side of the House to tell me the difference between the bold robber who holds you up on the highway and robs you of your money and the government that does the bidding of a band of robbers who prescribe the conditions by which you shall come in and surrender your money. I will tell you the difference. One takes his chances and runs the risk of losing his own life in his effort to rob others, while the other gang uses the governmental machinery to hold up and plunder the citizen and in the name of law commits his crimes against humanity. Congressman James T. Heflin, Alabama, 1909.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
And here's a related story for you. John Prescott, Deputy Prime Minister in the United Kingdom, told the House of Commons that 10,000 homes would be demolished in a $2 billion program to create sustainable communities. This massive Pathfinder program has been adopted to transform the nation into sustainable communities, a major step toward compliance with Goal 7 of the UN's Millennium Development Goals and further implementation of the UN's Agenda 21. A similar program is underway in the United States, but proponents are careful to deny that the UN has any influence or involvement. The facts tell a different story, and this article goes through and gives the facts about United Nations Conference on Human Settlements, Habitat 1 in 76 in 1992, Conference on the Environment, and developing Agenda 21. This is obviously part of the implementation of this new world order plan through the United Nations, the United Kingdom is undertaking and will be undertaken in some form here in America. Folks, I don't know when you're going to wake up. Maybe you already are waking up if you're listening to Christian Worldview and the Tyranny Response Network, but how many other talk shows are talking about these issues in the detail and with the angle, if you want to call it, or the slant that we have on it? We're talking about it from the perspective of the Founding Fathers, the perspective of constitutional government and the Declaration of Independence. We're not afraid to stand up for the truth here, folks, and we are ashamed to see so many Americans who are. And if you're in the military again and you see these kinds of things going on and you're asked to uphold things that violate the Constitution, which violate the Bill of Rights, you need to resign your post. You need to do what you can to resist the agents of government who are trying to subvert our rights and our liberties in this tragic age we live in. The liberals will stop at nothing. We have to pull down our liberty by pulling down the freedoms which were secured to us through the Founding Fathers. It's almost time for another revolution. What can we say, folks? We need another war for independence. If the southern states would align themselves again against this, and some of the western states, or maybe all of the western states, parts of them on the west coast can be jettisoned out into the ocean, of course, but we can go with everybody else, and leave this cohort, this junta of American liberals who want to drive us down into the sand and take away what those precious rights that we believe are God-ordained, that we owe, that we possess naturally as a matter of natural right or fundamental right antecedent to the state. That is, we believe we have the right to own property, the right to life, and the right to liberty antecedent or before the state began, and that the state has nothing to do with granting these rights or being able to just simply take them away at will, as was happening today or the other day with the Supreme Court in the Kelo decision. That's what we hold to, and that's what we believe all Americans should hold to. That's part of our heritage that's being undermined and eroded by these folks in Washington. Sad days. I'll tell you, folks, it gets frustrating sometimes watching these kinds of goons take on good people here in America. It's really a very tragic case, to say the least. Okay, what are we else have we got on it? We got so many news stories here, we don't even know what to do with them, it seems. Don't forget to go to this SCOTUS impeachment petition. And this can be, if you go to libertarianchristians.org, you'll find there the link to the SCOTUS impeachment decision. That link is on the tyrannyresponse.com website. Also, be on the lookout for our own petition. We are starting for South Carolina, and it will be copied for other states, declaring and affirming that we believe that we have these fundamental rights, and we're going to have this available for people to sign as well on the web. And be prepared for that and supportive of that. We want everybody, if possible, to go ahead and sign this thing as soon as it comes out. So stay tuned to the Tyranny Response Network and Christian Worldview for more updates on that. We also have some good news. That is our, if I can shift gears for a moment, our signal quality is, again, hopefully going to make some leaps and bounds in advancing ahead. We've got some news that's come up that leads us to believe that the Greenville area will once again be lit up before long. May not be till the weekend or who knows when, whenever the volunteers can get to it. But hopefully we'll have a much stronger signal here shortly on the Tyranny Response Network. So if you're wondering what happened to the signal in Greenville and why you're only getting it in West Greenville all the way down to Anderson and West Spartanburg up to down through Greer, well, it's because there's been some technology problems and other things, the logistical problems that have impeded the progress of the Tyranny Response Network, but there's some indication that that's going to be overcome shortly, so stay tuned, and thank you for your patience and bearing with our volunteer organization. If you're able to make a donation to TRN this month, we are greatly in need of it. Go to the tyrannyresponse.com website and go scroll down to the bottom. You'll find the address there in Piedmont, P.O. Box 151 in Piedmont, and 29673, I believe, is the zip code. You also can go to the policyofliberty.net homepage, my homepage, and scroll down on the homepage to the PayPal link and use your online payment services or use the credit card, Visa or MasterCard, in order to make a donation. $25 or more this month, people who donate that much will receive an autographed copy of my latest book, Bible and Government Public Policy from a Christian Perspective. They'll also receive, if they donate $100 or more, the DVD, Warriors of Honor, about the life and legacy of Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee. So please be generous this month and think about us fighting for liberty here and our needs for financing the radio signal here in the upstate. You've been listening to Christian Worldview, and you will continue to, we hope, right after we come back from this break.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network. It's roughage for your brain.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. Government is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. President George Washington.
This is Dr. John Coben from Christian Worldview. You know, a lot of my listeners call and ask me about allodial land titles, covenant marriage, and other topics of importance to Christians who love liberty. Many of these things I've written about at the policyofliberty.net bookstore called Alertness Books. We invite you to visit the Alertness Books bookstore today and pick up the materials that will help you learn the truth and be free.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
The Patriot Network is a national federation of local clubs devoted to bringing relief to the oppressed American taxpayer. It is based right here in the South Carolina Upcountry and chaired by Dr. John Coben's associate, legendary freedom warrior Robert Clarkson. Visit our website at patriotnetwork.info for full contact information, meeting times, and locations around the South and beyond. That's Patriot Network, one word, .info. There you can also sample many action reports, current and past issues of our newsletter, and mainstream news features about IRS rot, corruption, and incompetence. Find out what our decades-old organization may be able to do to put a stop to your IRS problems. PatriotNetwork.info commends Dr. John Coben on the founding of the Tyranny Response Network and his unique Christian Worldview show, heard weekday mornings right here on TRN.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Sick of having the dead flies of bad public policy stink up the ointment of American liberty? The follies and foibles of the political sages of our day are plucked out daily on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, weekday mornings from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, right here on 97.7 FM in Greenville.
Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a Ph.D. degree in public policy, M.A. degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschool children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
Welcome back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Currently in Greenville and Spartanburg, you're ranging from 70 degrees all the way up to 73. I guess that's down towards Clemson and Anderson, a little bit warmer on that side of town or the upstate. We have mostly cloudy skies, patchy fog this morning, a chance of showers this morning, and showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Humid with highs in the 80s with light and variable winds. So be prepared for that as you make your way out today to get to your cubicle at the office and do your day job. Many of us have day jobs in addition to our work here at the Tyranny Response Network, so we can appreciate all the efforts you go through to make things happen. Well, we've got so many news stories that it's going to be impossible to get to them even with the entirety of the week, but we'll try as best we can. We have an article by James N. Clymer, the national chairman for the Constitution Party, sending out a note that I think is worth reading at least part of here on the air. He says, "I frequently get asked why we, that is Constitution Party members, are always dumping on Republicans and why we don't attack the Democrats with the same intensity that we employ against Republicans. The question can be answered in several ways. First, the light of truth shines on whatever cockroaches are running. Our job is to shine that light and it will expose whoever doesn't like the scrutiny. It is our fault that it is often the Republicans whose hypocrisy is exposed when we measure them by the constitutional standard. Secondly, Republicans are more likely targets of our criticisms because they are more likely to claim to hold the principles that we cherish, but their actions belie them. Consequently, those of the masses who recognize the Constitution Party as the defender of the faith may also say, 'But don't the Republicans also believe that?' Hearing only the rhetoric of the Republicans lacking the perception to see the chasm between pontifications and policy, thus we seem to be attacking the Republicans when you're only ripping off their facade." That's a good way of putting it, ripping off their facade. Perhaps thirdly, I say perhaps because this is probably just an overlap of the first two, the Republicans just give us so many opportunities. Exhibit A is the fiasco that has become the Senate confirmation process for federal judges, or rather the appalling lack of any effective process. Can anyone seriously suggest that the Republican Party has any real commitment to reforming the federal judiciary? In this case, through the confirmation of judges who understand their constitutional obligation to interpret the law, not legislate it. Remember how it was because of the judicial appointments that we were all supported to follow the lemmings of into the Bush sea. No matter how badly Bush and Republicans behaved during the first 4 years, we needed them back with a stronger majority to reshape the judiciary. The living, evolving Constitution fascists are laughing all the way to the courthouse, which is being stripped of all vestiges of the foundation of law that was once revered. As a federal judge in Nebraska purports to strike down that state's constitutional amendment defining marriage, the feckless Senate Republicans fritter away an opportunity to insist that the judges the president appoints are being afforded advice and consent by simple majority of the members of that body. Of course, as Chuck Baldwin in a recent column pointed out, constitutionalists should have no great hopes that the great majority of Bush appointments will honor their oath of office if confirmed. But if the Republicans in the Senate with their 55-45 majority can muster the will to get these confirmed, do we have any hope that Congress would find enough spine to rein the judicial tyrants who think their word is law? Indeed, judicial tyrant is fit and proper term because it describes any federal judge who arrogates to himself the power to override laws that are properly enacted by state legislatures. It is one more example of how conservatives thought they won an election, but anti-constitutionalists are winning public policy and practice in spades. They also serve who only stand and wait was offered by the poet as a tribute to those who quietly do their duty out of the limelight, while those deserve honor. We now have too many who are content to stand and wait. I am here to say to all those Republicans, Democrats, or members of other parties of any stripe who recognize that our liberty is a gift from God, who believe as our founding fathers did, that it is our Creator who endows us with rights and that no man has the right to take away, and that our Constitution was drafted by men who sought it to secure those rights, the time for waiting is over. Now is the time for action. Recognize that the failed policies of both Democrat and Republican administrations have desecrated our Constitution and destroyed our freedom. Those who stand and wait will be buried in the avalanche of continued judicial destruction of the United States and most state constitutions and the crumbling of the foundations upon which this nation was built. We welcome you to take action and get involved with the Constitution Party. And we appreciate James Clymer's call there. Great commentary this morning here on Christian Worldview. We'll be back in just a minute. It's time for a break.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464. Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
I was just thinking about tying in some of these topics of the day of the Fifth Amendment issues to some other stories we've had in recent days I haven't got to. For instance, Condoleezza Rice revealing a deal to raise Gaza homes. She's going to just go ahead into the desert there, Jerusalem. And this is a report out of Jerusalem. Israel and the Palestinian Authority have agreed that more than 1,200 Jewish settler homes in the Gaza Strip will be demolished after Israel withdraws in late summer, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said yesterday. Building housing will be a centerpiece of what could be a really good reason, or really good for the Palestinian people as a result of Israel's pullout, Ms. Rice said after 2 days of meetings with the Israeli and Palestinian leaders. So they're apparently spreading there some of our ideology here. She said that the two sides had also agreed to ensure a peaceful disengagement and create conditions for economic viability and hope in the Gaza Strip. You know, don't socialists always sound so great with their visions? It sounds so grandiose. But you know what, folks? Socialism doesn't work. Confiscating private property is not good for people or good for the economy. Sure, it's great if you get to be the robber. You know, anytime the thief can get away with his robbing and looting, it's a good deal for him. I mean, he gets more than he's ever had before. That's wonderful for him. But it certainly doesn't do any good for the person who's robbed, or for the degeneracy it causes in society as a whole. Yet they couch their robbery and so forth in such grandiose terms. Their ideology was such shining language, and in reality, it's just pitiful, and it's certainly tyrannical and against the philosophies of liberty that our nation was founded upon. Let's read through a couple of these stories real quickly, just to give you a heads up on some of these older ones in the news. The Senate silence on biggest junket there is. Senator Ted Stevens, most powerful Alaskan Republican who led the congressional delegation to Posh Paris Air Show, which has been called the biggest junket there is, refuses to disclose how many members came along and how much it cost taxpayers. Well, no surprise there, is there? With both Congress and the Bush administration rekindling relations with finance, there's not going to have to be any more accountability. No surprise on that front. Let's go to another story. Senate silence on... Oh, just read that one. Let's see. Here's some interesting comedies. You know, sometimes I like reading these comedy stories. Some of you may have already seen these things. For instance, you have from Lancaster Online, activists suspected in flower plantings. In Santa Rosa, California, authorities are on the lookout for a pistol-packing activist who apparently planted endangered wildflowers in order to block a housing development. There's another tact. If you can't just get it taken away by eminent domain, you want to stop development instead of getting it created in a public park or something. Well, just start planting endangered wildlife species on the property in order to prevent people from taking it. Interesting tact. Here's another one from ABC News, another interesting funny story or conniving story. A woman at age 91 teaches purse snatcher a lesson. 91-year-old Ohio woman teaches purse snatcher a lesson by hitting him with the bag, police say. Toledo, Ohio, the purse snatcher picked on the wrong 91-year-old, police said. Catherine Woodworth started swinging her purse at the man and hit him until he ran away. He'd walked up to her in the department store of the parking lot Sunday afternoon. This was actually back on the 6th, and told her he was going to take her purse. And she says she just didn't like that. How can she do that? I didn't have my hearing aid in. I thought that he said he was going to take my pulse, she said. Then he said it again, that he was going to take my purse, and I said, no, you're not. The small woman with gray hair and glasses turned angry. He just made me mad, and I wasn't really thinking. I just hit him. And at any rate, be careful if you're a thug taking on these 91-year-old ladies who need their purses. They're not going to put up with your nonsense and may smack you a few times, like we read yesterday with the people in the beauty parlor attacking the robber and bludgeoning him till he was bleeding. Underwater gang resurfaces in Cambodia, in Phnom Penh, Cambodia, slathered with oil to make them slippery and wearing only underwear. Gang of robbers have resurfaced in Cambodia. Two unidentified underwear-clad burglars robbed homes in southern province of Takeo on May 30th. The Cambodian Daily quoted an area police chief, Sok Tum, as saying last year the police thought they had quashed the underwear gang. According to reports, said they apparently only wear underwear in an attempt to make themselves harder to identify. And Jimmy Buffett's cell is used for prankathon. You better pay attention every time your parents warn you not to use Jimmy Buffett's cell phone for prank former presidents. Jason Martin of Lake Worth, Florida, should have paid better attention to his parents' warnings. The 22-year-old busboy found a cell phone lost by singer Jimmy Buffett while working. Martin kept possession of the $2,500 Sony Ericsson phone, which Buffett called offering a whooping $200 reward for about a week, and after smoking some pot, made a few prank calls. Buffett's phone directory is apparently more impressive than the Paris Hilton's, as he was soon giving President Clinton a giggle call. The call, which was later recorded to the Secret Service, was the first step in his plan to sell Buffett's phone memory to a tabloid. After police intervened, he returned the phone. Okay, so at any rate, so a few humorous or comical or interesting stories on the side of things there. Too many things, as I said, to go through here this morning, trying to do our best at Christian World Radio to keep you up to date with the current news, and what other show does keep you as up to date as we do on these various issues? Remember, our phone number is 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177 or 864-201-6955. We're glad you're listening today. Just a quick reminder of a couple of announcements before we go to the break. Let's not forget about the events that are going on this week. Actually, there's only one more event this week, and that's at the Prime Sirloin on Saturday at 12:30 for lunch with the Carolina Patriots. Hope you can attend that meeting, Carolina Patriots meeting at the Prime Sirloin on Woodruff Road across from the Greenville Mall this Saturday at 12:30 for lunch. The meeting actually begins at 1 and goes through 3 o'clock. Hope to see you all there for the Carolina Patriots meeting. In addition to that, we have some related media we want to tell you about. Remember, the Nationalist Times is a politically incorrect monthly newspaper that has reported on the progress of the Christian Worldview program since it began. TRN listeners can obtain a free postpaid sample copy by calling Nelson at 864-642-4315. Visit the Times website, anu.org. Mention this ad for a big discount on your subscription. The Nationalist Times picks up where the liberal media leave off and salutes Dr. Coben's pioneering broadcasting work. We also want to mention the Times Examiner to you. If you don't get the Times Examiner, you need to. $25 a year in-state, $27 a year out-of-state. Call 864-268-0576, 864-268-0576. If you're tired of reading liberal columnists, the Times Examiner's for you. You'll have my articles in there, as well as Ben Graydon's and other local celebrities like Stephen Yates, and national columnists like Thomas Sowell, Marvin Alasky, Walter Williams, Joe Sobrin, and many more. It's worth getting and well worth placing an ad. Make sure you give a call to them at 864-268-0576. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We'll be right back.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Mr. Speaker, I want someone on that side of the House to tell me the difference between the bold robber who holds you up on the highway and robs you of your money and the government that does the bidding of a band of robbers who prescribe the conditions by which you shall come in and surrender your money. I will tell you the difference. One takes his chances and runs the risk of losing his own life in his effort to rob others, while the other gang uses the governmental machinery to hold up and plunder the citizen and in the name of law commits his crimes against humanity. Congressman James T. Heflin, Alabama, 1909.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
Welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Here's another story in the news for you. Congressman Ron Paul, he's our favorite guy, by the way, an OBGYN physician for over 30 years, is desperately trying to keep drug companies, politicians, and federal bureaucrats from becoming parents to your children. Dr. Paul introduced this week an amendment to the Labor, Health, and Human Services and Education Appropriations Act for fiscal year 2006 that will withhold funds from being used to implement or support any federal mental screening program, especially because they're probably going to try to apply it to homeschoolers. In a letter to his congressional colleagues, Dr. Paul states, as you know, psychotropic drugs are increasingly prescribed for children who show nothing more than children's typical rambunctious behavior, or sinful behavior for that matter. Many children have suffered harmful effects from these drugs, yet some parents have even been charged with child abuse for refusing to drug their children. The federal government should not promote national mental health screening programs that will force the use of these psychotropic drugs, such as Ritalin. We agree with him. Glad that Ron Paul stands for the truth, even though he's one of one in hundreds, obviously. And Gary Knoll, writing about the drugging of our children, he says the following: parental abdication to an extent, ADHD and ADD are products of a baby boomer generation that has abdicated a tremendous amount of responsibility for parenting. A typical scenario that might involve a very successful couple with both partners working long hours and neither one able to spend much time with the child. They do plan to get more involved one day, but in the meantime, they have to pay for daycare, babysitters, tutors, and counselors. And when the child's behavior becomes a little too erratic from lack of parental attention, they will pay for psychological services. They are told their child has ADHD, for which medication is needed. A side effect of the medication may be agitation, for which more drugs are then recommended. So now the child is on Ritalin and Prozac and has been placed in special classes. This is a tragedy. What a difference it would make, he says, if these parents could realize that slowing down to spend time with the family and, in fact, taking responsibility for what goes on in their lives could resolve many behavior issues. Indeed. What was the world like without Ritalin or without these psychotropic drugs? Well, it wasn't necessarily a worse place, was it? I mean, we have some things that are definite improvements, but a lot of the drug companies' line of drugs are not necessarily helpful when used in large measure for so many people in the population. There's another article, the Georgia Heritage Council. This ain't your father's National Park Service, commentary by Bill Vallante. To those of us who are older, the National Park Service, with its Civil War battlefields, conjured up images of the Civil War centennial, of living histories of hallowed ground, of venerable old Ed Bears doing one of his dramatic or melodramatic narrations of Pickett's Charge. Sadly, however, times have changed, and if you are anything at all of a Civil War devotee, you had to been living in a monastery not to have had heard the Park Service's moves to revise its Civil War battlefield presentations. As one news release put it, the Park Service will explore new historical currents in linking the battlefield experience to such issues as historical, social, economic, legal, cultural, and political forces and events that led to the Civil War and will focus on the institution of slavery. If this period is at all important to you, you would be living in another planet not to have heard Representative or Jesse Jackson Jr.'s 1999 political move, which mandated that the Park Service incorporate the mention of the unique role that slavery played in the cause of the conflict into its Civil War battlefield presentation. Of course, this is a tragedy for those of us who understand the truth about the war between the states, or the war of Northern aggression, the war of Yankee aggression, the war of Southern independence, take your pick of any of the above names, because we realize that this was a conflict to preserve liberty, to preserve independence and the principles of the founding fathers as outlined in the Declaration of Independence. Slavery was, at best, a fifth reason, or something like that. The clear reason was the tariff barrier, followed by states' rights and other issues of state sovereignty. Those were the reasons why that war was fought, and because the South wanted to be free from the aggressors of the North. Of course, they lost. So be on the lookout for National Park Service revisionism. Nothing will surprise us if it comes down from the federal government. How can we be surprised? Some homeowners vowed to stay despite the ruling against them up in New Haven, Connecticut. I hope they actually do, or New London, didn't say New Haven. Drive by Michael Christoforo's home at 50 Denison Avenue tomorrow. He promises you'll see the sign for sale. I'm out of here. I'm selling my home. Well, who would buy it? Christoforo, a New London resident for 43 years, said Thursday, "I'm a white-collar worker, a computer engineer. Who do they want living in this town?" The Christoforo family owns his second home at 53 Goshen Street and the Fort Trumbull neighborhood. On Thursday, the Supreme Court affirmed the city's right to take that home and the homes of six other property owners by eminent domain. The decision came as no surprise to those fighting to save their homes. "I sort of figured it would go that way," said Brian Athenian, who lives in what used to be 78 Smith Street before the street in front of his house was demolished. "That's the way the government works." But there was anger nonetheless. "Those justices made the wrong decision," Christoforo said. "Four of them protected our property rights. Five threw them out the door. I hope their property is chosen next for eminent domain so they know what it's like to be thrown into the street." And even though after 6 years of fighting the city, the group seemed to have run low on options, several have promised they would not leave. "I'm not going anywhere. I'm here," said William Von Winkle, who owns three buildings on what remains of Smith Street. "I'm going to fight until they give up." Okay, well, I wonder if that's the case. Are they really willing to go to arms for this? If they are, I bet there's a lot of people that will join them on the streets up there. They'll call up people from all over and start a full civil war, a full riot against these nasty government agents who are trying to steal people's land. I wish they would, but I have a feeling these guys will not actually do so. They'll back down at the end. It's pretty hard to actually sit there with a gun and start shooting at people. It'd be hard to say that they're really willing to do it. Interesting, though, if they would, what would actually transpire starting in New London could be the beginning of a third American war, a revolution, or war for independence. Think about that much as we continue to follow that story up in New Haven, or New London. I keep calling it New Haven. All right. Well, we're coming close to a break, aren't we? I'm wondering what I can get in here right before the break. New hate bill obituary for talk radio. The Reverend Ted Pike is saying that. The Anti-Defamation League's new tougher hate bill, the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2005, if passed, will very soon end free speech and free speech talk radio. The ADL, through similar legislation, has already ended free speech in Canada. It wants to do the same in America. Well, this is a dangerous thing to be watching. Let's make sure that Look, I'm going to come back and read this after the break. There's too much good information in this just to read it casually here. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We'll be back in just a minute.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network. It's roughage for your brain.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. Government is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. President George Washington.
This is Dr. John Coben from Christian Worldview. You know, a lot of my listeners call and ask me about allodial land titles, covenant marriage, and other topics of importance to Christians who love liberty. Many of these things I've written about at the policyofliberty.net bookstore called Alertness Books. We invite you to visit the Alertness Books bookstore today and pick up the materials that will help you learn the truth and be free.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
Hey! Patriot Network is a national federation of local clubs devoted to bringing relief to the oppressed American taxpayer. It is based right here in the South Carolina upcountry and chaired by Dr. John Coben's associate, legendary freedom warrior Robert Clarkson. Visit our website at patriotnetwork.info for full contact information, meeting times, and locations around the South and beyond. That's Patriot Network, one word, .info. There you can also sample many action reports, current and past issues of our newsletter, and mainstream news features about IRS rot, corruption, and incompetence. Find out what our decades-old organization may be able to do to put a stop to your IRS problems. PatriotNetwork.info commends Dr. John Coben on the founding of the Tyranny Response Network and his unique Christian worldview show, heard weekday mornings right here on TRN.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Warning, Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net, that's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Sick of having the dead flies of bad public policy stink up the ointment of American liberty? The follies and foibles of the political sages of our day are plucked out daily on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, weekday mornings from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, right here on 97.7 FM in Greenville.
Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a Ph.D. degree in public policy, M.A. degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview this 29th day of June 2005. Remember, if you're not listening between 7:30 and 9 o'clock in the morning, you're listening to a recorded show. Glad that you're doing so. The phone lines won't be working. Those phone lines are 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177 or 864-201-6955. Today in the upstate, we currently have 72 to 73 degrees from Greenville and Spartanburg up to Clemson and Anderson. And it's going to get up, be mostly cloudy today, patchy fog this morning, a chance of showers in the morning, then showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Humid with highs in the 80s, light and variable winds becoming south around 5 p.m. in this afternoon. Chance of rain is 60%. So it's going to be a wet day. Be prepared for that if you're still making your way out to work. Glad you're listening to us this morning. We realize we have a whole host of new listeners who are listening up in the Spartanburg area, or close to Spartanburg at any rate, as well as our faithful listeners in Greer and down towards the Piedmont area of Powdersville. Glad that you're tuned in this morning and listening to Christian Worldview. It rejoices our heart to have so many folks who are of like mind listening to meaningful talk radio, standing for the truth. Well, we were talking about this new hate bill, this obituary for talk radio that Reverend Pike had written about. And here's a summary of how this bill, how this bill would make a law. It's, he says, H.R. 2662 intends to enforce nationwide the working ADL federal definition that hate equals bias against federally protected groups, particularly against homosexuals. Any specific criticism of homosexuals will eventually be considered a hate crime, just as it already has been for 11 Christians under ADL's Pennsylvania hate crime law on October 10, 2004. Transvestites, female impersonators, and persons with confused or altered gender will gain special federal protection against bias-motivated threat. Women, any woman who claims this is the last time I was intimate with him, he used a sexist word against me, he raped me, can press charges for a hate crime. Jews, B'nai B'rith, a Jewish religious organization, invented hate laws to make public criticism of homosexuality a hate crime. Yet this is only a step towards B'nai B'rith's real objective, making public criticism of Jews, matters Jewish, and the State of Israel a hate crime. This H.R. 2662 will invite pedophiles, witches, warlocks, Satanists, and even sinners to acquire special federal protection from anyone who criticizes them, including pastors, witches, and warlocks in England are today lobbying hard for inclusion under Britain's ADL hate law. If passed, House Resolution 2662 will provide immediate and special FBI justice and local department, local police assistance to protected groups who claim to have been offended. Well, this is a tragedy, isn't it? We need to keep our eye on this H.R. 2662 and talk about violating the Constitution. Serious. Talk radio is on the endangered list, he says. Talk show host, do you get the picture? If H.R. 2662 passes, your occupation as a free speech talk show host will go the way of Diplodocus. You have two main options. Who is Diplodocus? Here, I'm showing my ignorance. I don't even know who Diplodocus is. Well, at any rate, somebody can inform us, maybe. You have two main points, or options. First, wait and see what happens. Fearful of offending a huge religious organization, B'nai B'rith and other sycophantic yaysayers, the Israel First Evangelicals, if you opt for this, you might as well be taking night classes to prepare for another line of work. Well, we'll take it into a note under consideration, but let's face it, folks, talk radio show hosts are pretty much sellouts. They're neocons who claim to be promoting conservative ideas, true conservative ideas, and in reality they're not. Here at the Christian Worldview Show, we are different. We do promote the ideas that are loved by pro-life libertarians and by true conservatives everywhere, and we're proud of being able to do that, and we're not really going to tolerate much of this hate speech, talk, and business that goes on with these folks in Washington. We're not that concerned about them. We're instead going to be more concerned about preaching the truth and standing firm on the foundation, our founding principles of our forefathers, our founding fathers here in the United States of America, as well as the biblical truths which we hold so dear. So, interesting to note what's happening with the new hate bill. We'll be certainly watching out for what happens with it, but we're not going to back down. We're going to continue to say what is right. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Remember the phone numbers, 864-244-8177 or 864-201-6955. We'll be back in just a minute.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464. Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
And here is a comment from Gun Owners of America. We like Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. House passes extreme penalties for some who use guns in self-defense. Bill could also make your hunting party a criminal street gang, they say. Let's assume that you and your family are on your way home from church. You have a gun in a glove compartment that is there for self-protection. After driving within 1,000 feet of a school, which is almost unavoidable, you stop by the grocery store to pick up a few items for lunch. As you're exiting your car, you're approached by a gang of teenagers armed with long screwdrivers and wrenches. Realizing that you're about to be mugged, you brandish your firearm in order to scare them off. Although this act on your part is a violation of state law, which requires you to first retreat rather than defend yourselves. Congratulations. Under legislation that recently passed the House, all members of your family are now subject to a mandatory minimum sentence of 10 years in prison and up to life imprisonment. The judge would have to have no discretion to release you before the end of the 10-year period, but the anti-gun judge could sentence you and your family for life imprisonment. Sound ridiculous? Welcome to the new tough-on-crime House of Representatives. It's not as though Republicans like House Judiciary Committee James Sensenbrenner, Republican from Wisconsin, have no experience with the unintended broad consequences of anti-gun laws. Remember the Racketeer-Influenced and Corrupt Organization Act, RICO. Okay, that was passed with the ostensible purpose of going after the mafia, but it was poorly drafted. At its core, a person or business only has to commit two broad list of sometimes fairly innocuous crimes in order to be subject to stiff prison sentences. As a result, lawsuits and criminal prosecutions soon sprouted against legitimate banks and businesses and pro-life protesters. Never capable of learning from its mistakes, Congress is about to go after gun owners in the same way. The new bill, touted as anti-gang legislation, is numbered House Resolution 1279 in the House, where it passed by a 279-144 margin on May 11th. 20 Republicans, including pro-gun stalwarts like John Hostetler, Ron Paul, and Roscoe Bartlett, voted against it. It now goes to the Senate, where its counterpart, Senate Bill 155, is sponsored by anti-gun zealot Dianne Feinstein and Orrin Hatch, Republican from Utah. Similar to RICO, these two bills at the core would define criminal street gangs to be formal or informal groups of three or more individuals who commit two or more of a long list of predicate crimes. What are predicate crimes of which two or more of you could get thrown into the slammer for the rest of your life? Check these out. Violation of the Cole 1,000-foot gun-free school zone law would make it predicate crime in the House bill. Having a gun in violation of the Lautenberg Amendment because you spanked your kid or spat on your husband would be a predicate in both House and Senate versions. Accidentally shooting a doe instead of a buck or shooting the wrong kind of duck could be a crime of violence under the 18 U.S.C. 16 definition and therefore could be predicate crime if some of the worst provisions for both these bills end up in the final version that goes to the president. And as mentioned above, your family's trip past the school as you're driving home from church could send all of you to jail if you use your gun in self-defense rather than first retreating as required in some states. This is a horrible bill, folks. We need to be up in arms, literally, about this one. Not that there isn't already enough to be up in arms about here in the socialist state of the United States here, socialist country of the United States. This notice from gun owners is something we need to take notice of, what's going on with this Senate Bill 155. And the House bill, or House resolution 1279. Keep your eye open on that one, gun owners. We who would love and cherish the Second Amendment and guns have to be very concerned. This is, according to Ron Paul, the only no compromise gun lobby in Washington. Gun owners of America, we appreciate their efforts. Even though it seems futile at some times, at least we can try. We have to stand firm. Our founding fathers didn't give up, and neither should we. My Transformation from Anti-Gun Feminist to Armed Feminist by Catherine Von Tour, who's a Gun Owners of America member. Most people who support the Second Amendment have probably wondered at one time or another how to change the thinking of anti-gunners. Since I was a staunch gun control proponent, including being a member of Handgun Control Incorporated in the 1970s, but I am today a fervent and virtually no-compromise Second Amendment supporter. Perhaps the story of my mental shift will be of interest. When I recall my mindset in the 1960s when I was in college in Chicago in the early 1970s and I was a teaching grade school in a private school in Pennsylvania, what I remember most is how completely convinced I was that government was the best and ultimate answer to all of society's ills, war, poverty, crime, and justice. I was a true 60s liberal who protested the Vietnam War, supported a Question Authority bumper sticker on my Volvo, who was a charter member of the National Organization for Women and a charter subscriber to Ms. Magazine. I voted for George McGovern. I hung out with other earnest liberals, many of whom were also members of National Organization for Women. It wasn't that I believed government was perfect, far from it, but I had blind faith that with enough effort and money, it could be made so. My idea of perfect government was one which had generous welfare programs, lots of benign and helpful social programs, free medical care for all, and government-mandated fairness and equality for all. I joined now because it promised to fight for equality under the law for women and encourage women to empower themselves and to be independent. Since I was a single woman, these all sounded like sensible ideas to me. Well, she continued on with her liberal years. She said, I'd been raised, as my mother puts it, to be a lady, and certainly ladies in our social circles weren't trained in self-defense, particularly self-defense involving firearms, which in any case were completely banned in the countries where we lived, as she was growing up. At any rate, she's had a transformation in her life now. She no longer believes in the liberal cause which she originally espoused, and one day she says she was living in Orange County but had to go to L.A. regularly on business. At that time, there had been a rash of violent carjackings, many of them committed against women who were driving home. A friend who knew a great deal about guns had grown up around them, had told me that because I was a woman living and driving alone, he wanted me to start carrying a pistol in my car. He lent me a .38 special and showed me how to load, unload, and fire it. One day, just before the riots exploded, I was driving in downtown L.A. in a scary part of town. It was dusk, and I was stopped at a stoplight with one car in front of me. Two men who had been watching me quickly and menacingly approaching my car from the sidewalk. One of them was carrying a tire iron. I grabbed the pistol, which I laid on the seat beside me, and held it up so they could see it. The look in their eyes changed in an instant from threatening to fearful, and they immediately turned around and ran in the opposite direction. The light changed. I drove away. No one was hurt, but a gun in my formerly liberal hand had, I believe, properly saved my life, or at least prevented me from likely injury. L.A. riots turn anti-gun advocates into pro-gun supporters. I watched on television the Korean grocers defended their property with AK-47s and AR-15s, thus prevented from being torched and looted. The police couldn't stop the violence and killing. I had friends who worked the garment district in L.A., barely made it out alive, and told tales of pulling out pistols and having would-be attackers turn tails and run away. Guns were saving lives and property. She's come full circle from being a liberal now to a Gun Owners of America advocate. It's a good story. See, there still is hope, folks. People can change their mind, and they realize the truth of things, especially through these experiences. So there is a little bit of hope to change people's thinking from the liberal agenda which they've espoused, unfortunately, through the government school indoctrination program and the media. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Coming up to our last break, we'll be back in just a minute.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Mr. Speaker, I want someone on that side of the House to tell me the difference between the bold robber who holds you up on the highway and robs you of your money and the government that does the bidding of a band of robbers who prescribe the conditions by which you shall come in and surrender your money. I will tell you the difference. One takes his chances and runs the risk of losing his own life in his effort to rob others, while the other gang uses the governmental machinery to hold up and plunder the citizen and, in the name of law, commits his crimes against humanity. Congressman James T. Heflin, Alabama, 1909.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
And we're welcome back to the last segment of Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Our phone numbers are 864-244-8177 or 864-201-6955. Sort of a quiet day today. We're only getting better here at the Tyranny Response Network, though. I want to remind you of that. The signal is going to be improving in the upstate. We're glad for that great advance in our cause. And we hope to help many groups here in the upstate and elsewhere in America also advance the cause of liberty. Remember, the Carolina Patriots meeting occurs today at 12:30 to 1 at the Prime Sirloin Restaurant, Woodruff Road, across from the Greenville Mall in Greenville. Also want to remind you of a couple of things. One in particular. The Tyranny Response Unit is a volunteer organization. As such, we are in need of donations to continue to run, to continue to improve our signal quality. If you can donate $25 or more this month, you'll receive a free autographed copy of my latest book, Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective. $100 a month or more will get you, in addition to that, the Warriors of Honor DVD on the life and legacy of Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee. It's a great video and worth seeing. In order to make a donation, send your check to P.O. Box 151 in Piedmont, South Carolina. The address is on the tyrannyresponse.com website. And you can also go to the policyofliberty.net website and be able to find the PayPal button down below to use an online payment service to make a donation to TRN. Hope that you do, because we certainly need your support. Remember, we are a volunteer organization doing our best to bring you quality programming from a truly right-wing, libertarian, or true conservative position. We're not afraid to tell you the truth here. And that's exactly why we report on We the People. We the People says this: Joe Bannister, he challenged the income tax and withholding laws, and he won. Make no mistake, Joe Bannister was indicted specifically because he took overt and very public actions that directly challenged the income tax and withholding laws. In October of 2000, Joe Bannister spoke to the employees of SendCall, a company founded on and controlled by Al Thompson. Bannister told Thompson that there was no legal authority that established that ordinary Americans such as them had to pay federal income taxes on the wages they made at SendCall. During the meeting, Bannister presented sufficient documentary evidence in support of his conclusions. Beginning in July of 2000, Thompson had stopped withholding the taxes from the compensation paid to the employees of SendCall. As detailed in one of the criminal courts against Bannister, in 2000, Bannister also prepared an amended 1998 individual income tax return for Thompson, representing that per U.S. law, Thompson adjusted gross income had taxable income were zero, not $66,000 or $42,000 as originally reported. The government convinced a grand jury to indict Bannister as setting the stage for a jury trial to determine whether Bannister violated certain laws governing conspiracy and aiding and assisting the filing of false tax returns. The government did not allow Bannister to appear or present any exculpatory evidence to the grand jury. Bannister had, in his own words and acts, directly challenged the legality and operation and enforcement of the federal income tax system. He was acquitted in large part because the government chose to not confront or attempt to rebut Bannister's plain assertions that there is no law that requires most Americans to pay tax on their wages, and that most companies are not required to withhold wages, taxes on wages, and turn it over to the IRS. Interesting news story, and the Joe Bannister case is a great victory for us who are on the side of the right and true principled founding of this country, and we applaud Joe Bannister for his courage in standing up for the truth, and we do believe that many can benefit from this decision. Well, we're living on the frontier, says Charlie Reese. He says not long ago off the east coast of Florida, 30-something thug broke into the home of an elderly lady. His biggest and final surprise when he found himself staring down the barrel of the dear lady's pistol, at which she promptly shot him dead. In my hometown, a Korean grocer has shot dead two would-be robbers on two separate occasions. Since the last one died on his floor, no one has tried to rob that particular store again. I relay these two anecdotes to remind you that as much as we might doubt it, we live in a relatively the same situation as our ancestors. We live in a country in which there are brigands, bandits, killers, and rapists. And if they choose us as victims, then we, like our ancestors on the frontier, we will have to deal with them. Most police work involves investigating crimes that have already happened. You have to only two choices. You can put your life and health in that of your family in the mercy of the criminal, or you can defend yourself and your family. In most states, police officers have no authority to shoot fleeing felons, but private citizens do not. More than 30 states now allow honest citizens to get permits to carry concealed weapons. Actually, we're opposed. I think it's ridiculous that we have to have concealed weapons permits. This is a constitutional guarantee under the Second Amendment. But at any rate, glad that some people are using these things to get armed, at least, even though I think it's a false, we shouldn't have to do it. And Charlie Reese goes ahead and talks about the best self-defense strategy is avoiding a gunfight in the first place, but if you can't avoid it, you need to have a gun ready to go ahead and shoot predators. That's your role as an American citizen. Okay, well, at any rate, we've got so many stories here we can't possibly get to. We've flown through so many things today. We're glad you listened to the Christian Worldview Show today with Dr. John Coben. Look forward to seeing you again tomorrow, and please be encouraged that we are, as a volunteer organization, are your voice for the truth here in the upstate of South Carolina. We'll continue to be so as we continue to be dedicated and devoted to this great ministry of working for rightness in our land, and return to the principles that were espoused and heralded by our founders. So be supportive and be encouraged. Please don't be discouraged as we try to keep our heads up as well during our time of growth and our fledgling opportunity that we have here to continue to do such a great job for the citizens of South Carolina and the upstate, as well as all those who are able to get us on the webcast. Don't forget to go to the tyrannyresponse.com website. That website is full of all sorts of information that will be helpful to you in knowing about the current events in the upstate, as well as some useful links to like-minded radio broadcasts, websites, and audio files that are just have a tremendous teaching ministry for those who want to hear about the truth, about the correct understanding of public policy, or about the way we ought to live as Americans with our great heritage in mind. Again, thanks for listening today. God bless you, and remember to tune in tomorrow to another edition of Christian Worldview.
Thank you for joining us today on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We hope you will be with us tomorrow morning at 7:30 right here at the Tyranny Response Network for Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben.
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions.